Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that.
Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Hello and welcome. Steve Caldwell here, and our topic today is how to lead in a Twitter world. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, and after all, these are a series of messages on how to think differently so that we can improve our leadership style, our management style, is that I'm fascinated by the use of Twitter. Not because I enjoy it, because frankly, I don't. In a lot of cases, I think that it can be a serious waste of time for people. But it does teach some amazing lessons, and I want to talk about some of those lessons and how they actually can really be important for us to pay attention to in today's leadership environment and management environment. You see, there's no mistaking the fact that we are living in a Twitter world. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Let me give you an example of our new president, Donald Trump. Mr. Trump is known for using Twitter to get his message across. Now, I'm not here to defend his use of Twitter or condemn his use of Twitter. That's up to him. However, I think his reasons for using it are very insightful for us in leadership. One of the things that he has said that he uses Twitter because he obviously does not trust the mainstream media. Now, I think you and I both know that very few of us in this country or in this world really trust mainstream media anymore. I mean, they have a terrible record of telling the truth. They're great at sensationalism, I'll say that. I mean, my gosh, they make better titles than I could ever even dream of making for stories. But they're usually sensational, and there's just a little grain of truth in them, and then what do you get? You see, the reason that I think it is important for us to understand why Mr. Trump is doing this is because what he says he wants to do is to get his core message out to his followers without any interference. Now, I happen to think that that particular reason is genius, and I think that it also tells us in leadership how we ought to be learning from Mr. Trump in regard to our own message. And here's what I'm talking about. When we're in leadership, it's very common. If you happen to be a couple of levels above or below, it doesn't matter which, it works both ways. But it can be very difficult for us to understand what the current message is from our superiors or for us to report up to our superiors. We think we're saying one thing, and we believe that they want to do one thing, and it turns out that we were wrong. Our perception was wrong. This era in communications is a very, very common thing in business. We don't really know what the other person thinks. And I think it's worse today than ever. I heard about a study that recently was conducted, and they said that in large companies today, that an individual would actually have to have either 10 conversations or go through 10 different departments or people in order to get one decision made. And obviously that's inefficient, but you need to really look at, well, how does that happen? Well, it happens because of the lack of clarity. People don't really understand what the real goals are. They don't really understand what the real messages are. And so it got me to thinking about this use of Twitter. And Mr. Trump is doing it because he wants his message to get across. And it reminded me of my own failures in terms of trying to be a good manager and a good leader. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. Early on with email, I began to realize that my emails were too long. I wrote them more like I was writing a letter to someone. And I had all kinds of extra stuff in, and I was just, they were much, much longer than they needed to be. Well, here I am writing a long email, trying to be clear, and yet when I asked people what they actually read and what they got from my email, I found out very quickly that what I thought I was saying, they didn't get at all. They read something completely different. Or they thought because, you know, I put a little quote mark around a word that meant that they should pay attention to that one and not pay attention to anything else I said. Or I used exclamation points and they were thinking, well, why are you yelling at me? Well, I wasn't yelling. I was just trying to use good writing techniques to get my point across. And so I realized that I was not communicating very well myself, and I had to do a better job in it. Fortunately for me, I worked at that time, I worked for an individual that honestly, for him, 2-3 word responses in email was all he was going to write and all he was going to read. And I had to learn really quickly how to adapt to what he needed. And so I began to strip out what the action words are. What are the verbs? What's really necessary? And it helped me begin to get better at email. But I still wasn't really very great at it. I tried to use text more because text is really what Twitter is based on, 140 characters, and it requires you to be precise. But I still kind of sucked at it. I still didn't quite get it. And then along comes Twitter, and now I kind of get it. I understand with Twitter, there's really only key things that are really important for people to understand. And those people that really are great at sending out Twitter messages, they have become masters at the art of getting a message across in 140 characters. Now, how does that affect you from a leadership standpoint? I think we need to be using more of it ourselves. We need to figure out use Twitter so that we can figure out how to communicate ourselves much more precisely and much more quickly. Think about it. How many of us have been in meetings and the meeting just droned on and on and on, and it just didn't seem like it had any point whatsoever? Well, now imagine, what if that meeting, you were required to respond in Twitterverse? In other words, you could only give a response or a question in 140 characters less. Can you imagine how much faster the meeting would be? And some people would say, well, that's just not human. That's not what we do as humans. But let me tell you, we waste so much time in business. And we talk about stuff that really is meaningless, and yet the most important points are often overlooked. And so I think the habit of really practicing on Twitter is a really good thing, because we can begin to get much more precise in our communications. It's helped me immeasurably in how I'm trying to run my own business and how I'm really trying to conduct my life. Now, are there times whenever you should have great conversations? Absolutely, you should. You shouldn't do it all the time. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that. I mean, for example, if Cindy and I are having a martini and we're having a great discussion, it's perfectly okay. We don't have to do it in Twitterverse. We can have a real conversation and we can laugh and enjoy ourselves and we can waste as much time as we want while we enjoy our martini. And I suggest that you do the very same thing. However, at work, our key messages, our key goals, I promise you, if they can't be described in 140 characters or less, it's not a goal, it's a wish list. And we need to get so much better at this. We need to learn from President Trump and say, you know what, we need to get our message across very clearly. Now, just look at it honestly. The fact is, it's going to be just like Mr. Trump. Some people hate his Twitter and some people love it. And you know what? That's okay. Some people are going to hate it and some people are going to love it. But in business, if it's tied to a goal, there can't be any wiggle room whenever you meet with those individuals to get out of their commitment to the company or the customer or the organization. And I think that that in itself is very, very healthy. So here are a few tips that I want to give you about how to lead in a Twitter world. Now, don't forget, the reason you're doing this is because we humans have used electronics and email and text and social media to such a degree that we now have the attention spans of gnats. I think that, my goodness, if you're still listening to me right now, I'm thrilled because that means I said something to keep your attention. Because the reality is most of us really do have the attention span of a gnat. And now what we've got to do is we got to succeed in that world. So here are some tips. Number one, go create a Twitter account. It's really easy to do. There's tons of people that will show you how to do it if you don't know. But go create a Twitter account. If you're a leader, go create one. It's going to help you for your business and in particular for your communication style. Number two, I want you to practice. Send out a few tweets and then look at them yourself later and say, did I really communicate what I wanted to communicate? You're going to be like me. You're going to look at them. You're going to say, you know, crap, that sucked. I didn't say anything that I wanted to say. And it'll make you better. It'll help you. That practice will help you make better. The third tip, I want you to view others, what others do. I want you to follow some key people that are doing it well. I personally think you ought to follow President Trump. I mean, you can learn a lot by how this guy communicates. I mean, he says what he says, and he has no problem with the after effect of it. But the key is, it's really precise. I follow a lot of other key people that I want to learn, how do they get their message across so well? It's very good to watch what others do. So pick those key people you want to follow. And frankly, follow me if you're not. I'd love for you to follow me, and you can easily find my Twitter handle. And I want you to do that and follow me. You'll see how we're trying to get better and better at it. Then the fourth step is I want you to look for ways that you can implement what you're learning by sending out really precise tweets. And by that, I want you to implement it in your email. I want you to see how quickly you can start shortening your emails and getting to the point instead of writing a book. Oh my gosh, I hate it now whenever I see somebody that's written me a 10-paragraph email. I don't have time for that. Usually I'll archive it. So get to the point. Let people know what you want to do. And then fifth, I want you to implement it in your instructions to people. You need to get to the point where you can clearly tell people what you would need them to do, but do it in a Twitterverse that is not only precise, but is also polite. Now, wouldn't that be cool if you could do that? Now, I recognize that what I'm asking you to do is use your brain and to really and truly practice these things. But we live in a Twitter world today, and I think that it's imperative for us in business to lead by example and also to learn from example. So take these tips for what I've given you today, practice them. I promise you it's going to help you in leading your team more effectively, because you're going to learn how to communicate quickly, precisely, and effectively. Thanks for listening today. Steve here, and one last reminder. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and want to encourage you, go over to mojouniversity.com. Before you forget it, make sure you sign up for our training site, and let me be your teacher this year. I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to love it. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today.